This year it's flooding instead of the freeze. Welcome again, everyone, to today's Accent on Agriculture. I'm Lee Maddox. 1 year ago this week, farmers all across Tennessee and the Mid-South were experiencing a devastating late freeze. This year in West Tennessee, floodwaters are causing the major problems.
The majority of the land that I farm is underwater.
Dyer County row crop producer Jimmy Moody says the backwaters from the Mississippi and other area rivers are covering thousands of acres of row crop land in his area. And wheat, in particular, is taking the worst of it.
You know, we're pumping water, and it's hard on it, no question about it. Some has been lost already a good bit. Some has, you know, we're trying to save it, along with my neighbors, also in the same position. But it's just a lot is going to determine what happens between now and Friday afternoon on both the Old Bine and River in West Tennessee and the Ohio Valley.
Jimmy Moody says the forecast for more rain in his area is not welcome news this week, and that has fears from other area farmers that the floodwaters could expand further. But he, like most other farmers, say it's another challenge that they'll have to fight through.
The land we work is a two-edged sword. You know, we have good soil, but this is how it got to be good soil, and you never get used to this, I don't think. But we have been through it before, and hopefully we'll come out of it in good shape.
Now, also concerning is the ability to get into fields to plant other crops this spring. Moody says he's already way behind for corn planting, and the flooding will most likely push cotton planting on into early May.
You know, I feel like it'll be May 1 at best before we can really stretch out planting cotton even.
And that's only if the rain slacks up, and now another cold front is forecast for this weekend. Farmers always facing those tough weather challenges. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.